Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 20th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices for July corn down 4 cents at 446, July wheat down 7 1/4 cents at 574 3/4, and July beans down 5 3/4 cents at 1168 1/4. The wheat really let us down here today or overnight. Looks like the monsoons are starting to increase in India, and that put some pressure on wheat, and that helped drag down the corn and beans. We did not see any daily export sales here today. The weekly export sales will be delayed till tomorrow because of the holiday. The funds remain heavily short the corn. They're short 212 corn, short 84 wheat, short 52 beans, short 65 oil, but they're long 100,000 meal. You know, the corn and beans just seemed like it was a path of least resistance last night. There's maybe a few more showers around than there were on Tuesday night when we went home, but it's still awful dry. We were supposed to get rains in Chicago. They never materialized. Temperatures are backing off just a little bit, back into the low 90s, high 80s for many areas, but I still don't see a whole lot of rain out here. The talk is that pollination is going to come early, so we have to be very careful over the next really 3 weeks to keep an eye on this weather. But the outside markets are a little bit mixed. Crude oil is up another 62 a barrel. We're now $10 off the lows in the crude oil. It really hasn't helped our grain markets at all. The bonds are down a full point. Silver and gold are higher. So it's kind of a mixed bag. The dollar is up 23 ticks. But really not a whole lot of fresh news out here. You know, looking at the charts, the corn doesn't look great. We're back under all the moving averages again. The wheat, Chicago wheat should have a little bit of support. Just a few cents under today's lows, like right around 70, 570 in that area. And, you know, it certainly looks like we're going to want to push down there. Until we get through the brunt of this harvest, I think wheat prices stay under pressure, and we're just going to bide time between now and the reports, and whatever the weather is on any given day will be what the markets do out here until we get to those reports at the end of the month. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.